Welcome to the Pearl House Podcast. I'm Courtney Bullard. Thank you for joining us today. We are joined by co-host Clara Brown.
Hi, everyone.
And we have another Pearl House story to share with you today.
So, Courtney, I'm really excited to share this one because it comes from someone of my squad, the former intern club.
Oh, yes.
And so this story is from Caitlin Hatfield. She was our intern in this past summer, so the summer of 2021. So let's get into her story.
Okay, can't wait.
Okay, she writes, "It's hard to come up with just one moment that has made my heart happy. These moments are ones that I hold dear to my heart, and I love to think about them during the tough parts of my life. A moment right now that I love to remember is from this past summer at the Pearl House in Ghana. It was just a little after devotion, and the other intern, Jackie, and I were sitting with a group of girls enjoying sobolo, which, side note, sobolo is a drink that they make. It's made from fruit and different spices. I personally do not like it, but a lot of people do. And so that is what she's talking about. Sitting with a group of girls enjoying sobolo, talking about the different phases of the moon and how it also changes shape in America, and learning a little bit of Fonti and French. Fonti is the local language there. In the middle of learning a new song in French, the power went out. Even in the dark, we continued on with the learning and singing, being familiar with the sporadic power outages. After a couple of minutes, however, Doreen stood up and stated loudly, 'It's too hot in the place. Let's go outside.' We 100% agreed with her because, let's be honest, Jackie and I were already hot 100% of the time, unless we were sitting directly underneath a fan set to a high setting. There was no way we were going to last long in closed doors with no air rotation," which... Courtney, have you been there when the power goes out?
Oh, it is hot.
It's already hot.
Yes.
And then the fans stop. Oh. And it's just, you don't even want to move.
No, no movement.
Yeah. You get used to it, but even living there for 2 years, that was one of my least favorite things.
All the impurities get sweated out.
Yes. Which I do want to mention, I'm glad I am reading this story because Caitlin quoted one of the pearls. And I know that if Courtney Bullard read this story, she would have tried to use her Ghanaian accent.
What do you mean tried?
No one wants to hear that.
Okay, now. Would you like me to give it right now?
Maybe next time.
Okay.
So, continuing. "Once outside, Jackie and I came to a stop and just stared in wonder for a few seconds at the sight above us. With all the lights off in the area, the night sky was putting on quite a show. It was extremely bright and clear, and I felt like I could reach up and just pluck a star right out of God's canvas. Underneath the blanket of stars, I turned on Apple Music. Jackie taught us the dance to Footloose, and we danced to One Direction's You Don't Know You're Beautiful. We probably danced for a whole hour. When the power came back on, everyone dispersed to get ready for bed. I am not much of a dancer, but dancing with those girls under the starry sky was one of the best nights, and it's a memory I love to live over and over again. With life, we unfortunately have bad moments that can shape and make us, but it's those good moments I'm thankful for every day. I feel incredibly blessed that I have the opportunity to spend the summer with the precious pearls, and I am thankful for this moment and countless others that I get to cherish for the rest of my life."
Wow. I love that story.
Me too. I love hearing the stories from interns because you just get to spend a lot of special moments with the pearls that other people don't get to. So thank you so much, Caitlin, for sharing one of those special moments with us.
I love it. And tune in next week. We'll have another inspiring story to share with you.
Thank you for listening to the Pearl House Podcast. If you'd like to know more about how you can make a difference, visit thepearlhouse.org.